Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're talking about the real deal right there. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Well, this is Wardell Pastrian for Solar Records Radio, and much love to all you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We want to have a good time with you here on Solar Records Radio. As it is Throwback Thursday, it's raining. It is raining here in Texas. Can you believe it's raining? I can't believe it. And it started raining early this morning, and so, you know, I'm very happy. You can hear it in my voice that I'm happy that it's raining. Thank God. I mean, I know some places are like, we're so done with rain, but we are just like in so much need for the rain. So may God bless us all. I hope you guys are good all around the world. I hope things are good for you, whatever you're doing, whatever you're up to. I hope you're practicing. I hope you are working on your steps and getting ready for showtime. And anyway, guys, much love to all y'all. What's up? What's up, Julianne over there in Detroit, Michigan? My girl, my girl. What's up, girl? I hope you're doing well and things are good for you out there. What's up, Kimberly, out in California, Hemet, California? Wow, my, my, my. And, you know, I remember going through Hemet and was thinking, wow, this is like country. This is California country right here. All these, you know, these lots and, you know, you got the, all these farm animals and stuff all around. I was like, man, this is something else. And you know, you just never know. Next thing I know, I was living on one of those lots, but not in California, in Texas. So it is what it is. And but I hope you guys are good. I hope everybody's well and stuff. We want to have a good time today. Just trying to celebrate Throwback Thursday. You know, we lost our brother, and we had a couple of funerals that was going on this past week. So just kind of rough, you know, kind of tough. But my auntie, she would have been 101 2 days after she passed. And so rest in peace. That's my great auntie. That's my grandmother's little sister. And so job well done, sweetheart. Job well done. And then I lost a very good friend of mine that I've been knowing for a long time, Clarence. And so rest in peace, Clarence. I'm sorry. Oh, man, he had a stroke. And you know, those things can happen to any of us at any time. So we all have to be careful and, you know, just got to take care of ourselves and do our best to be our best. It's hard, but we got to do it. We got to do what we got to do, right? And then also to yesterday, Fred Alexander is, Lewis is gone. Fred Lewis is gone. Big Fred, not little Fred, but Big Fred is gone. He's the first original member from Lakeside that we've lost. And so rest in peace, Fred, and you have beautiful, beautiful legacy that you left for your family. Thank you for all the hit songs and all the wonderful memories and stuff that you gave us here at Solar Records and for the group and stuff. So, man, oh, man, God, God bless you, man. And take care of yourself. And it's so strange because Fred's situation just kind of caught me off guard. It was like, why am I feeling this way? You know, because Fred and I, we didn't hang out. We just like knew each other. We didn't like hang like buddy buddy, but we were part of the same family. And when we saw each other, it was like, hey man, hey buddy, how you doing? Hug and all that kind of stuff. And now he's gone. So. And it really, really got me good. And so, but today I woke up feeling better and it was raining. And so we washed away some of the pain and God is cleansing the earth and cleansing our soul. And so with that being said, we're going to start the show off with a little bit of Fred. We're going to play a couple songs from Lakeside here on Solar Records Radio. Much love. God bless all you guys. And guys, come on, let's just get going here on Solar Records Radio and have a good time. This is the first hit that Fred wrote for Lakeside. So let's take it, let's take it, let's get it there. All right, guys? God bless you and thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know. And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take
gracious. There we go again, doing our thing here on Solar Records Radio. And that was, Boyz II Men doing their thing and saying goodbye to our brothers that we lost along the way. And so we got to keep this music going, man, because I don't want to get caught up in the emotions, right? It's just too emotional. I want to have a good time. I want to remember the good times. And so we're going to do that. So let's just keep going, man. Let's get back to what it was, what we did, how things were back in the day when we were little kids, and what were we doing? Well, we were busy. We were busy. We were having a good time, and I just loved those times when I was so young and just full of life and energy and what I was going to do when I was going to grow up. I didn't even know. I was just like, okay, I know I want to do this. I want to do this. I'm going to play drums. I'm going to play do this. But I didn't know what was actually going to happen because, well, kind of. My dad had three Sunoco gas stations, an auto store, and a hardware store. And a church. So I'm going to take over one of those businesses, right? And so, I was the only son, so I knew that the pressure was on for me to do that. And I was good with that. I'm like, okay, let's do it. But I started falling in love with playing drums more and more. And then I started getting really serious to the point where I said, I want to go to college. What? A person as I have to tell you guys that, you know, I am dyslexic. I was dyslexic. So going back to college for me, or going to college for me, was really hard. Like, what? I didn't just want to get out of school. I'm miserable. My sisters are younger than me and smarter than me and doing so much better than me. I want to get out of this thing and just work take care of, you know, my dad's businesses for him. And so ultimately for me, but it was for him at the time as a young man, right? And so all this good music was going on. All right, so I started playing drums. I ended up playing with an R&B group, as one of my friends was not real happy about that. And so I'm sorry, buddy, but I had to check it out just to see what was going on with it. And so I did. And it was a great thing to do. And so I did it. And I did lose, like he said, I did lose my ability to play progressive jazz. Because the more I got into R&B, the more I enjoyed it, and the more I got serious about it. And then I went to college, and while I was in college, I came home on a spring break, and I got a phone call saying, "You sure you want to go and audition for play for another group?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm serious." And then that was my friend Tony Westcott, rest in peace, Tony. And man, another one, jeez. And so I did go to California, and I auditioned with Leon Silvers for Dynasty, and I made the audition, and I was like, cool, I was so happy. I made my first audition, and so, you know, that right there in itself is really something else, because, I mean, to make your first professional audition, that's really good. I really didn't think about that, but as a young man, you know, just not knowing what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And then all of a sudden, you're doing it. You're in it. You're in the mix of things. And so I made the audition. And I was so excited. I'm really, really excited. And so I was like, okay, Leon, so just, I'll go back to Philly. And when you get ready for me, when you guys get ready, just let me know. And he's like, oh, no. We're getting ready to go in the studio and record a couple of things on something on Shalimar and the Whispers. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, all right. And so not knowing that that would change my whole life, that was just an amazing gift and opportunity for me that I got to play on second time around for Shalimar. And then the next week we went in the studio and we did And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers. So I'm like, whoa, but I didn't know it was going to be, those songs were going to be that big. I just felt really good as a young man. I'm doing life as a young man. And so I was 21 years old. And so we were just really happy and excited and just doing what we were doing. And so what a blessing it is, right, to be able to say, I want to try something, I want to do something, and then you go for it, and then it happens. Wow. That was amazing. That right there to me is just absolutely amazing. And I just feel really blessed and gifted because of it. I feel like God has really blessed me. And so thank you, God, for giving me that opportunity. I love you very, very, very much for that. Anyway, guys, so here we are on Soul Light Records Radio, and we gotta do this thing. We gotta break this music down and get back to some of the good old music that we were playing back then. So here we go with no further ado on Solar Records Radio. What's up, Greg? What's up, Astrid? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys are well. God is good to you, and you are being blessed wherever you are. Love all you guys. So let's get back.
And you can dance.
My guys, oh my God, did you hear that? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? My goodness gracious, I love those times. I love when the music was bumping and jumping and moving and grooving and just making you feel so special. And that's what Motown did, right? They had their thing. They had it. And man, oh man, I'm telling you, Motown had a thing, man. Let's hear a little more Motown right now, here and now. Come on, Motown.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees. For with your love inside me, that would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I'd make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything. If this world were mine, I'd give you each day so sunny and blue. If you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything. So wonderful.
Oh, 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 oh. Give me plenty loving, baby. Give me plenty loving, honey. Keep on loving me.
Like the sweet sound of his music, there'll always be some.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yes. Anyway, I'm just saying, guys, I had so much fun. It was so much fun. We were really getting busy back in the day, and it was just fun, old school, good times, jamming. And that was the second song that I ever recorded right there. And I want you to know, in my mind, in my heart, when we recorded that song, I was thinking about another song. And so I'm going to play this other song for you. But, you know, I interviewed the drummer for that song, and I just wanted to tell him thank you again for just, you know, being a blessing, man, because, you know, getting these guys, man, ain't like, hey, man, I'm kind of old. I'm not. These guys are, you know, they're much older than, I shouldn't say much older, but they're older than us, and, you know, and so just catching up with these guys and getting them in the studio and getting them to be a part of, you know, what's going on nowadays and stuff, it's not that easy. And so, and it was just a blessing just having those guys come around and get on the show and do their thing, you know. And that was a blessing for me. So much love to all you guys. And the guys especially that really helped us out to, oh, man, I just saw my girl right there. Okay, Edna Wright, she's gone. Man, oh, man. And so, you know, we just have to be grateful to each other, to our friends, to the people that we love and care about. We need to be grateful to each other because you just never know when God's going to call you home, right? And so I'm just grateful to my friends professionally and my friends for real, like really, really cool and decent people who I really love. God bless you guys, and thank you all for being a blessing to me and my family as we, you know, we do our life thing too, just like you guys. We is no joke. We are really doing what we got to do to survive and be good and be blessed. So may God bless all you guys. And but my friends, man, the professional musicians that have been doing this stuff for a long, long time, I just got to, you know, take my hats off to you guys. Much love, guys. Much love. And thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for being a great a leader, you know, in terms of what I learned from you and stuff. So thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate you and love you guys very, very, very much. You know, I'm scrolling down my page, and as I'm scrolling down my page, I get to see some of my friends that we've lost, and this just breaks my heart. But it is life and death they go together, right? They come together, they go together, they are together. And so rest in peace, all you guys, and God bless you. You know, I see this young lady, you know, she gets on here and she's talking about, you know, being kidnapped and stuff, and how, you know, the guy wanted her to just be broken and just and you know, and she just hung in there and did her thing, and now she's a minister in church. That's Elizabeth Smarts. And so, you know, it's just those kind of things are just amazing, and those are beautiful miracles, because, you know, her life could have been completely destroyed. She was only 14 when this happened to her. Now she's married and she's a minister, and she's going, no, I'm not going to let you take my life away from me. God gave me this life to live, and I'm going to live it to the fullest. So praise God for her, man. Praise God. But anyway, so I just grateful. Just grateful. So I'm going to play this song by McFadden and Whitehead. And so as I'm recording this song, I'm thinking of this song. I'm like, I'm recording And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers, and I'm thinking about what I grew up listening to. You know, we all are products of our environment. And some of us may not think that, but we are. Even if it's not a good environment, it's still, you're a product of that bad environment. and how we deal with that, and how and what we do to get past that and move forward, it's really up to us. And so, like I said, with Elizabeth Smart, I mean, she was kidnapped, and so we have to just really trust in God and trust that He's going to take care of us and He's got us. And read your Bible, read your scriptures, read, develop your own relationship with God. Let Him be your guiding light. Let Him be your source of information, not anyone else but God. All right, guys, so listen, let's just get it going. Let's keep it going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. We get ready to go into the second hour of the day, so... much love again to all of our listeners around the world. May God bless you guys and keep you guys. I hope you're good. And if you want to call in, 646-668-8537, 646-668-8537. If you want to call in and just give a shout out or whatever you want to do, it's all good. It's no sun today. I just happened to look outside and it's just, woo! It's all trees and grass, but there is nothing else. I mean, there's no sun. It's just strange. You know the sun is there because there's light, but it's dark light, right? You know what that's like, right? All right, that's what I'm looking at. But I have you guys lift my spirit up, so let's get going. Sugar in the house, much love to you, Sugar Babe. All right, guys, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
Oh,
All right, guys, I'm going to have to tell y'all this story. This is it's short and sweet, though, short and sweet. So as a, you know, when I was getting married, I wanted to, you know, had to pick the songs, right, like for the wedding and stuff. And so, you know, I was like, okay, so this is this would be a good song, and this would be a good song. And then I got to this song, and I was like, yeah, this would be a great song. And like, what? And I go, what do you mean? And they go, are you kidding me? You can't use that song in your wedding. I go, why not? It's just talking about God and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, you got it all mixed up, buddy. You really got to listen to this song. So after all these years as a young man, when I listened to the song, I always thought it was like kind of lifting her up. But it really was about this lady that was, you know, she's kind of bad. She's kind of busy. And so I didn't know that. And so it's like, no, you cannot use that in your wedding. So anyway, so here we go. This is the song right here and now on Solar Records Radio. Isley Brothers is just something else, and they came from all different directions and stuff. So much love to them, and God bless you guys, and thank you so much. Hey, this has been a great day. I enjoyed hanging out with you guys today. I hope you guys enjoy hanging out with me today here on Solar Records Radio. I love you guys and appreciate you. And tomorrow on Throwback Thursday, no, tomorrow it is the beginning of the Solar Weekend, where we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. We're going to kick off the weekend right with some really good music. So let's tune in and have a good time for that at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so, yeah, let's tune in, guys. And much love to all you guys. What's up, Greg? How you doing, my brother? Hope you and you guys are doing good over there. And I heard the weather is getting a little cooler. And so stay warm if you can over there, my friend. God bless you, man. So we got about another 25 minutes left in the show, and we are just rocking and rolling here, aren't we? You know, I'm really enjoying this this music in terms of, you know, when it came out, you know, and the lyrical content. I mean, they're really great stories and stuff in this stuff. And so I want to play another song for you that I Want to Love, I Can See by the Temptations. Man, oh man, I just love these songs. I love because the stories are really, really good. It's not just like, let's just put something together. And maybe they were thinking that way, but it was really good. The quality of their lyrical content was really, really good, and their music performances and everything. And so for us, we were really blessed, you know, especially the ones my age group, you know, in my age group, because we grew up listening to this stuff. And so, and it helped us to launch out, you know, our style of music and stuff so much. You know, God bless them. God bless those guys. Anyway, guys, so I want to play some more music for you. We got about another 24 minutes left in the show. God bless you, and thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us. If you want to go to our website, go to solarrecordsradio.com. Go into our store, shop, see if you see something you want. You want to support us, as we are independent contractors here. But we love you and appreciate you guys so much, and thank you so much for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. So here we go. Old school style, right here on Solar Records Radio.
I want a love I can't see. That's the only kind that moves.
for. I told y'all I could sing. Don't listen to Greg. He don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, much love, guys, and God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been a blessing, and it's been an honor to do this show with you for a couple of hours here on Solar Records Radio. Old school throwback Thursday. We look forward to that every Thursday. So, and don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's happening tomorrow, 3 p.m.? We are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles. So we're going to have a good time, 3 p.m. Don't forget, tune in and have a good time with us. And, you know, I can't help but sing. It's just, it is just part of what happens to you. You know, and this is the funny thing. You don't even have to sound good to anybody else, as long as you sound good to yourself, right? And so, and we'll keep doing it on the microphone, Mr. Greg. And so, guys, much love to all of y'all. And just try to have a great evening, and trust God and be blessed. And thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. And I'm working on a song with one of our guests that we had on. So look forward to hearing what she comes up with. And so I will play that song for you guys. All right. So much love. God bless you guys. And thanks so much for being the best part Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you, and we just are just grateful for you. So let me think here. We will be okay, all right. So yeah, all right, I got that. I don't need to say that because I already said it. I don't need to say the same thing. Hey, we're arguing in the booth, sorry. Anyway, guys, God bless you. All right, Larry Freeman, my brother Larry Freeman. God bless you, Larry, and thank you so much. Yes, I did go way back, Larry, to grab that one. And so much love to you, Larry, and your lady over there. God bless all you guys, and y'all take it easy and just, you know, do what you do, all right? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Oh, that is so good. All right, guys, take it easy. I'm going to say bye now. I catch you later. Here on Solar Records Radio. I'm out. One more thing.
Follow